Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Good day. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. Also on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. We are on affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, more trouble for Chairman Wintemi as FIC begins a fresh case against him.
Of having been engaged in some money laundering, I'm even informed that the FIC is also preparing its own docket.
Financial Intelligence.
Thank you.
Center.
Also, government signs deal to export 2,000 skilled Ghanaian workers with more agreements in the pipeline.
This will include agricultural workers, construction workers, electricians, welders, mechanics, health workers, chefs and caterers, drivers, machine operators, among others.
Details as President Mahama assures of a transparent and fair election and selection process across all 16 regions. Also in this bulletin, girls unable to attend school during their monthly flu.
Nananum went to the riverside to pour libation to communicate to the river deities. So I'm pleading with Nananum to go back for us to know what will be the need for us to sacrifice for them to bridge whatever gap.
More as advocates for girls' education urge traditional leaders to help break practices that prevent them from accessing education when they menstruate. And
our democracy is becoming too expensive. If you're not careful, it will come to a period you not find people to really participate.
You'll hear the former Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the National Democratic Congress, NDC, Joseph Kwabena Adekuka, who's passed on. We'll bring you details of that and more in this bulletin. I am Hannah Odami. Thanks for choosing us. Join us. We are independent, fearless, and credible. In our first story, the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Bernard Ntibuisiakon, popularly known as Chairman Wintemi, faces more legal trouble as the Financial Intelligence Center begins compilation of a new case against him, making the third in under 2 weeks following ongoing investigations by the police CID and IOCO. Now, while details remain unclear, Majority Chief Whip Roxin Nelson Dafiamekpo confirms the center is preparing its own docket against the embattled Ashanti Regional MPP chairman.
The Kunta mining and its controlling mines ought to be prosecuted. So Wintemi's arrest has been long in coming. Now, what has been thrown into the mix is the fact that he appears to have engaged in multiple offenses. So apart from the issue of illegal mining, he's also been accused of having been engaged in some money laundering. I'm even informed that the FIC is also preparing its own docket.
Financial Intelligence Center.
Now, President John Mahama has announced that government has signed an agreement with another country to export 2,000 skilled workers under the Ghana Labour Export Programme. Speaking during his thank you tour of the Ahafo region, he added discussions are ongoing with additional countries to expand the initiative.
We'll soon launch a Ghana Labour Export Programme. There are labour shortages in many countries across the world. We are negotiating with several of those countries to export some of our professionals to work on fixed-term contracts abroad. This will include agricultural workers, construction workers, electricians, welders, mechanics, health workers, chefs and caterers, drivers, machine operators, warehouse supervisors, among others. A contract has already been signed with one country for the export of 2,000 temporary workers. Young qualified people will be selected fairly from all the 16 regions of our country, including Ahafo.
to health stories, and the National Health Insurance will now fully cater for renal patients' dialysis treatment after Parliament approved more than 10 billion cedis for the National Health Insurance Authority. The Health Minister, Kwabena Minta-Akande, explained the 10.7 billion cedis approved was made possible after the uncapping of the National Health Insurance Fund, which has freed resources that the NHIS can now also use to offer primary health care.
As a result of the uncapping, we have allocated about 10 billion Ghana cedis, so more revenue. The difference as a result of the uncapping has been directed to free primary health care. So when a Ghanaian is sick and you go to the CHIP compound, the health center, the policy is that it must be treated free of charge. As a result of the withdrawal of the support by partners like the USAID, there's a huge funding gap in the health sector, and therefore that revenue will go to fill the gap. The next issue also has to do with the popular dialysis. In the 2024 formula, we allocated 2 million Ghana cedis for dialysis. That formula died on the 31st of December 2024. So what we have done is that we have included the dialysis as part of the benefit package of the National Health Insurance Scheme.
Let's now go to the Chichiria community, because girls there, when they are in their period, they are barred from crossing the river of Fing to school. They miss classes and risk being dropped out. Advocates for girls in education are calling for a halt to such practices, which prevents the girls from accessing education. There's more in this report by Jemima Ando and Rahinatu Abu.
In Ghana, thousands of girls face barriers to education, but in the Chichiria community of Upper Dinchua East, one of those barriers is blood. Here, the onset of menstruation doesn't just interrupt learning, it can end a girl's education completely.
Crossing the river is a burden for all of us, especially our girls who attend school at Chichiria. During their menstruation, these girls have to stay at home until they are out of menstruation.
This harsh reality is the subject of a documentary titled Barred by Blood, The Cultural Chains Holding Back Girls in Chichiria, screened at the British High Commissioner's residence in Accra. The Member of Parliament for the area, Honorable Emilia Ankuma, is advocating for a long-term solution by engaging traditional leaders to vigil the required rites needed.
Nananum went to the riverside to pour libation to communicate to the river deities. So I'm pleading with Nananum to go back to the river deities for us to know what will be the need for us to sacrifice for them, for us to be able to bridge whatever gap.
Jemima Ando and Rahinatu Abu's reports read to you.
Well, we stay on this subject because this monthly flu remains an occurrence clouded by stigma, silence, and widespread misinformation, even within the media. Therefore, a training workshop to help deal with the stigma has been held by the Youth for Health project, co-funded by the European Commission and supported by the CSO's platform on SDGs. Valentina Semevo Semenyo has more in this report.
Focused on accurate reporting, empathetic storytelling, and effective advocacy, the workshop empowered journalists present to challenge the systematic taboos and influence policy. Communications lead at Oxfam Ghana, Archibald Adams, stated that the purpose of the training is to enhance the knowledge of the journalists on menstrual hygiene.
What we did was to take the journalists through what menstruation is, the key concepts of menstruation, the myths and misconceptions, the cultural taboos, and what we think journalists can do. Two key things. We think that journalists are agents of change. They are not just reporters. They are, so they can use their platforms to be able to educate, to reduce the level of stigma, which is being fueled by the taboos and then the negative cultural norms.
Valentina Semenyo's report, read to you. Now, despite a 15% reduction in transport fares and a strengthened Ghana cedi hailed as one of the world's best performing currency by Bloomberg, traders at Cantamanto are refusing to slash prices. They say the directive is unrealistic and economically unsustainable. Stephen Mensah has the latest in this report from the bustling Cantamanto market.
They haven't reduced their prices for me, so I can't reduce mine either. If they reduce their prices even slightly, I can then lower mine. The importers say they had to bring in their goods at 17 Ghana cedis. So they cannot reduce their prices just because the cedi appreciated within the month.
My clients, they haven't reduced it yet, but I hope maybe from next week. They said you are waiting for Guta. They said from next month they're going to reduce because some of the goods, they brought it before the dollar came down. So that's what we are also waiting for.
This time I'm selling a knicker for 30 cedis, and I'm going to reduce each knicker in the bill. Let's say I'm going to sell 25. I'll run a loss because the 100 is not anything. You assume like the hand, those carrying the bale from the yard to where I am, and those petty expenses, that we use it to deduct it. But it does not really reflect in our pockets.
You heard some traders at the Cantamanta market interacting with Stephen Mensah there. Well, before we go, the former Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the National Democratic Congress, NDC, Joseph Kobina Adekoka, has passed away. Party sources indicate he died at the Bank Hospital on Saturday, the 31st of May, after a brief illness. Joy News editor Fred Smith is in the studio with me with more on the man Adekoka. Tell us about
him. Well, Hannah, he was elected Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC in 2009. This position he held until 2022 when he lost re-election to Emmanuel Ni Ashimor, the current chairman. His influence extended beyond politics into sports, and he served as vice chairman of the Ghana Football Association. He held the role of chairman of Accra Great Olympics Football Club, and under his leadership, the Wonder Club saw renewed stability and a commitment to nurturing local talent and upholding integrity in the game. Mr. Adekoka was a strong believer in football's power to unite communities and drive youth development and social cohesion. His dual legacy in governance and sport earned him wide respect across political and sporting spheres. We can listen to one of his interviews on the Joy News channel after the NDC Regional Delegates Conference in 2018. That was his third time winning the Greater Accra Chairmanship.
The elections in this country now, even the internal elections, are becoming very expensive. And it's about time the whole party sat down to look at the modalities as to how this contest or this annual ritual, I call it after every 4 years, is. Because if you're not careful, it will come to a period you not find people to really participate, and that will kill democracy. Our democracy is becoming too expensive in this country.
You heard there Mr. Adekoka speaking on Joy News in 2018.
May his soul rest in perfect peace. That's it for the Midday News with me, Hannah Odami. Find more stories on myjoyonline.com.
Joy 99.7 FM.